This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I don't think I'll ever forget the destruction of those two buildings in New York, September 11, 2001. I was at work that morning, and like many others, I watched in horror on the TV the destruction and the death. It just seemed unbelievable. Those twin towers collapsing. Do you remember? There was that enormous loss of life. People in America and around the world were astounded. It really was a horrible moment in history. And I was intrigued to learn that some years later, in 2009, the American authorities released the details of phone messages that came from those poor people who were trapped in the Twin Towers, as well as the passengers who were caught on the planes and who had not died on impact. And these were the people, of course, that had been taken hostage hours earlier on the plane. One worker named Melissa Hughes on the 101st floor rang Sean, and she said, "I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck here in this building. There's lots of smoke." That was her last conversation. Mark Bingham was 31. He was a passenger on Flight 93, and he rang his mother, and he told her that he loved her. There was another person working in the tower, Jim Gartenberg. He was a real estate broker. He was aged 35. He was on the 86th floor. Regrettably, he didn't make it out alive. And he phoned his wife in these recorded messages that came out, and he said, "I love you. You are my best friend. You've got to take care of everybody for me." The interesting thing about these phone calls is that no one called to complain or get even. What did they do? In their last hours, in their last conversation, they called to express love and gratitude. Now, for me, that leads to an intriguing question, and I want to talk about this. If you only had one conversation left in you, who would it be with? Who would you phone? What would you say? I think it's an amazing question. The guess is that, or my guess is that you'd want to express your love to a family member or a close friend, say something really important. I'm also thinking of Jesus Christ on the cross. He did say seven things in his last conversation, the last words. And the first thing in those seven were these inspiring words: "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." This was a prayer, and you can read it for yourself in Luke 23, verse 34. What is Jesus actually saying in his last hour? "Father," his heavenly Father, "forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It's a prayer, a request. Remarkable to me that Jesus is not asking anything for himself. I think I'd be terrified. I'd be overwhelmed trying to retain my composure. And I guess if you're like me, my prayer would probably be, "God, help me," if I could say anything at all. But this prayer of Jesus is just one astounding prayer, one of complete unselfishness. Jesus' first saying on the cross was this prayer. He was going through the hardest and the most painful thing that he'd ever had to do or endure. He was praying. And what's even more impressive is that he was praying for our forgiveness. And we can understand it on that horrible day if you're saying, "Father, they nailed me to a piece of wood. I came to save them. They're trying to kill me. Father, strike them dead and let's start all over again." Well, that would be, I think, pretty understandable. But it was unlike Jesus. Maybe, "Father, I know I have to endure this cross for the salvation of the people, of your people, but Lord, it's so difficult and painful. Please help me to endure it." Now, again, that would be an understandable prayer, but Jesus did not pray that either. Here he was on the cross, concerned for the people who were responsible for getting him there in the first place, for those who crucified him, and he's asking God to forgive them. Instead of thinking of himself and his own needs, he's thinking of those whose souls are at much greater peril than his own. And here is the word that comes from this, and that's the word love. At its last extremity, Jesus loves. You know, those Roman soldiers, they'd beaten and mocked him, and even as Jesus spoke those words, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. I want to take this a step further tomorrow. Have a look at this last conversation of Jesus. "Thank you. It's just a remarkable conversation, Lord. It's so powerful, so moving. Thank you for that. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.